Well, today marks a sad anniversary for Michigan beer drinkers. This week in 1985, the Stroh Brewery Company announced that it would close its brewery on Detroit's east side. Chairman Peter Stroh said that the facility was obsolete and it was demolished within a year. Many in the state mourned the brewery's loss, many of them WKAR employees. Detroit radio station WRIF's JJ and the Morning Crew released a tribute. This is a parody of Don Henley's Boys of Summer. It was called After the Brewery on Gratiot is Gone. And WKAR's Melissa Benmark asked Mike Stevens, the CEO and co-founder of Founders Brewing in Grand Rapids, about his memory of Stroh's closing and the beer renaissance that was about to begin in Michigan.
I graduated high school in 1986, so I was 17 years old, but not far away from beer. So it was. I do recall that, and I think it's more probably an end of an era, that of yellow domestic style beers, but it also was then bringing in and introducing the beginning of a new era, which was this craft beer segment, which really did start in the state of Michigan around the mid-80s with guys like Larry Bell at Bell's Brewery.
How do you think the closing of Stroh's affected the craft beer movement?
With having a brewery in the state, I think the people of Michigan, knew of beer production. They were a big brewery in this state. And I think as the industry started to come to light in terms of the craft beer industry, it was kind of an easy transition for the state of Michigan, because this is after all a state that had breweries existing in the state, had quite a few of them actually, but its time was due, I guess. I mean, the industry of craft really started, I think, throughout the whole country. The earlier wave started in the 80s. As you look at where we are now as a state, we have over 100 breweries operating in the state, and we're the fifth largest state in the entire country for numbers of breweries.
Do you remember the song?
The Stroh song?
The Don Henley send-up that the guys in Detroit did about after the brewery at Gratiot is gone?
Oh, yeah. That's right. I do. That's funny you just bring that up. I totally forgot about that one.
That was Mike Stevens, CEO and co-founder of Founders Brewing in Grand Rapids, sharing his memories of the old Stroh's Brewery in Detroit, which filled its last can of beer 25 years ago this week. Memories of the sunset in Owosso, Michigan, right now, going through my brain.